You were listening to National Bag. Now you're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. Hear Hear is Kill Radio's all submission only submission show. MySpace.com/HearHear, HEAR_HERE. Mark is late, and I'm not, and I enjoy it. I'm usually the one who's late. Must be the rain or something. But he should be here momentarily. We have plenty of music to play for you. Got lots of new CDs, and I'm sure Mark has tons of MP3s to play. So I'm going to just go ahead and get started without my co-host. And let's see. This is an act called Una. Unamusic.net. MySpace.com/Unamusic. From the album One. Looking forward to hearing this. It's a really... just taking it out of its package right now. And let's see what we got here. This is a cool little one sheet. They got a couple of upcoming shows. February 12th at Molly Malone's. February 28th, Safari Sam's. And so this is great. This is a local act. And you can check out their electronic press kit as well at sonicbids.com/Una, U-N-A. So I'm going to play a couple tracks for you. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yeah.
Holy hell in a handbasket, that's cool.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, this is a band called Una. And Mark, welcome to the show. Mark is just now arriving, getting his stuff together. Yeah, your the gray mic there.
I always go for the purple one.
You always go for the purple
one. I always go
one.
For the purple one.
Welcome back to
Sorry
the show.
Sorry I'm late.
Mark. That's okay. I'll dock your non-pay.
Really?
You now have to give extra dues to Kill Radio.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you just missed some fucking awesome music.
Who was it?
This is a band, sort of a down-tempo trip-hop act called Una, a local act. Looking at their one sheet now, and they have a performance coming up in a couple of days at Temple Bar, which is sounds like a perfect venue for their sound. Also, Molly Malone's February 12th. Wait, Temple Bar is January 29th, Molly Malone's February 12th, and Safari Sam's February 28th. Take it easy, Bennett.
Bye.
And myspace.com/unamusic, UNAMUSIC, and unamusic.net, sonicbids.com/una. They have an album called One, and it looks like they've been getting a lot of airplay on KCRW. And their album's available on iTunes. It's available at Amoeba. And I dig it. It's cool. I'm going to have to invite them on to Is Good if they're available for an interview
Please.
Session. Because, yeah. Okay. All right. It was a good start to the show.
Thanks. You know, it's so crazy is, you know, there's two subway lines, basically, if you're, like, east of the, what is it, the Wilshire-Vermont station. There's the purple line and there's the red line.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the purple line to work. And what it does is, you know, it goes the same path as the red line, but then it splits.
Right.
And then the red line goes same pathway, then it splits the other way. Well, I always take the purple line to work.
Did you get on the wrong train this morning?
Yeah, I'm like such an amateur. I was like, I know. The train I could have took, the red line, came by. I go, damn it. Wish I was the purple line. And that I would have been here on time.
But really, you needed the red line.
I really need the red line. Then I realized, oh my God. So that's why. That's not really why. I was leaving late already. No big deal. We're here to do a great show.
Yes,
and,
we're here to do a great show. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Hear Here with Mark and John.
Meow.
We still need to get those promos redone or back or
those
something.
Those are lost.
They're gone forever. Is that
well,
what it is?
They're recorded somewhere on the archive. So, I mean, we could do something that way.
Well, actually, the archive is down today.
Perfect.
So I'm actually recording to... To this
I was,
lovely
I thought
device.
This, yeah, I thought this might
Hopefully
be an experiment.
That will work out.
Do you know what? KPS or actually, it's probably an A file. So I wonder how big this file is going to
well,
be when you're done.
Well, it'll be pretty big, and then I'll transfer it to an MP3. This would be very exciting if any of our audience was actually in the room watching the levels go
or
up
more
like that. That was so cool.
Maybe more importantly, maybe if they cared. So
yeah, that would be fascinating as well.
What's so great is I think most people listen because they care about the music. Maybe
yeah.
even more so
well,
than we do.
It is a music submission show.
God, I keep forgetting.
People send us music and we play it on the internet airwaves.
Yeah,
and that's all I have to say about that. You want to? Are you all set up there? I mean,
yeah.
I have another CD I could play. Or if you're
no,
ready
I'm ready to go.
To go
if I can figure out where
right.
I'm. Oh,
you're,
I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
You're plugged into the dirty channel.
Yeah. Can I?
Here.
Do you want me to go there?
Plug into this. Yeah,
bitch.
just
plug
like
in
that.
This bitch.
Oh yeah, is that a nice tight oh. fit? You like that?
It's hurting me, John. Yeah, you're hurting me.
Fix
Stop
the levels
it.
Here. You love it. All right,
lust it.
What are you gonna play for us?
More Climber. I'm cutting myself off with the next set of Climber Play, which is in a couple weeks, and then I said I got to give you this, find the CD, and give it to you.
Climber Play, is that a term you saw on Wikipedia?
Well, it's great. Is they're
Climber is a cool band from Portland, by the way.
Yeah. And their album, I just want to make sure I say it right, I Dream in Autoplay, which is kind of a cool name for a album, I think. So anyway, yeah, this is a band we've been playing a while. You introduced them to me way back when. They were on Is Good like a gazillion years ago, right?
No, they were never on Is Good. They were they played at the Couch Night, which was
an indie
scene that I used to DJ back when it was live.
They're really good. And what I like is they've built upon this kind of sound world that they created, this universe, and it's expanded. So they're out of Portland, Oregon. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/climber. And we're going to hear two tracks. We're going to actually hear Bugbear, the original version, and then we're going to hear Bugbear, which is... It has no parentheses after it, so you could describe it as unoriginal Virgin?
Unoriginal Virgin. That's a good album title.
So let's just go to it before I stop talking. Continue talking about it. This is the original version of Bugbear. You're listening to Climber on HearHearKillRadio.org.
Thank you.
Here, here.
That was Climber with the song Bugbear on KeelRadio.org.
Your radio voice is funny.
Portland, Oregon, myspace.com/Climber. That was the, well, the first track we heard was the original version of Bugbear. I don't know what to call the other one because there's no name after it. Both tracks are called Bugbear. One, the first one was the original. Second one was Bugbear. And beautiful tracks. So again, Climber out of Portland, Oregon, myspace.com/Climber. John?
So I was watching the GOP debates last night.
And masturbating?
And yeah, while strangling myself with a belt. And I was so close to coming when Ron Paul was allowed to speak. It was somewhere like 2/3 of the way through the debate when they finally asked him a question.
Uh-huh.
And it was hilarious. Ron Paul is the Al Sharpton of the Republican Party.
Good.
Every year, there's always this sort of like one character who says what people want him to, you know, like what people really want to hear,
right?
Because he knows there's no, he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting elected,
right?
And you know, for the Democrats, it's usually Al Sharpton or right. this year's Dennis Kucinich,
right?
And it's obviously for the Republicans, it's Ron Paul. It's hilarious. So they were asked about the war in Iraq and whether or not, you know, despite all of these, you know, all the evidence to the contrary, whether or not it was a good idea. Whether or not it was worth it, you know, all the American soldiers that have died, all the civilians who have died, you know, and what are you going to say to the American people, you know, when you're president? Are you going to say that it's worth it or that it wasn't worth it, that it was a mistake? So, of course, every Republican was saying that, you know, Saddam Hussein was a bad person, we had evidence, blah, 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 it was worth it, we went about it the wrong way, you know, strategically, but the war, blah, blah, blah,
was justified.
Has been a success, and, you know, we're down to, you know, pre-war levels of this, that, and the other thing, and everything. And then it gets to Ron Paul, and he's like, this war was a mistake, it was a mistake from the start, it was handled wrong from the start, and the whole audience was like, cheering, you know.
Where was this? In South Carolina?
Yeah, I guess so. This was the latest GOP debate, whatever was on TV last night.
Because that's what Americans think now, right? Do Americans think this war was a mistake? Or, I mean, what did the poll show with that?
What the moderators suggested was that 6 out of 10 Americans believed that the war was a mistake. So the question was sort of like, if you're going to represent the American people, how are you going to run on a platform where you disagree with...
Right.
Giuliani had a good answer, which was, you know, he was for the war when 6 out of 10 were for it, and he's for the war now that 6 out of 10 are against it. He's such a prick. But it was really funny, like, seeing them kind of... Some of them were surprisingly likable in their demeanor. Like...
Uh-huh.
Like, Mitt Romney is an android.
Right.
John McCain has android-like qualities.
Uh-huh.
Huckabee is kind of a likable guy. I don't agree
but
with his policies.
He's super dangerous.
Right. Maybe that's what
very
makes him so
evil.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, he's like, okay, I can, you know, he doesn't, you know, he seems pleasant enough. He doesn't seem like he wishes anybody harm.
Right, right.
But he is a Republican. He is right-wing conservative, you know.
More than that, he's an evangelical.
Yeah.
And he wants to apply... biblical law into our Constitution. He wants the Constitution to be formed to match biblical law, which is completely dangerous.
And they think the solution to everything is making tax cuts for the rich permanent and decreasing spending on social services.
It's always amazing. It's kind of like, you know, we went out last night, had a couple beers, and I brought up to you, I think one of the biggest challenges in our society is people's inability to walk in someone else's moccasins.
Mm-hmm.
Most people seem to have a real challenge of looking at someone else outside of their own viewpoint or their own perspective. It's very difficult. In fact, more than just being able to, it's even wanting to try. Most people think that their way is, like, somehow each person is a complete... expert about how the universe works and how the world works and how society works and what's right and wrong and blah, 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 blah. And yet, look at how the world works. It doesn't work that way.
But, I mean, we're guilty of it, too. I mean, I was watching these Republicans sort of jerk each other off on the debate stand and could not wrap my mind around their perspective. You know,
uh-huh.
I just could not get it myself to get it.
That isn't about – I'm talking about empathy. I'm talking about compassion, and that's something that they don't seem to have. I mean, to cut social programs is because they don't understand the ramifications of how people – what the American experience is for many Americans in this country. That's the sad thing, that they're so caught up in their own kind of whatever world you want to label. I'm not going to put a label on it because it, you know, it just seems silly at this point. But that that they're so kind of caught up in their little box world. I mean, it's like the whole thing with McCain going to Iraq and saying it's real safe in Iraq, and you show him and he walking around this bazaar in Iraq that was bombed a few weeks ago or before he showed up. He's wearing a bulletproof vest and he's surrounded by a gazillion of people with guns and shit. I mean, give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
I mean, are you that? Is your head that far up your ass? You know.
Well, one of the great questions of the debate was, why should the American people, like, if the Republican Party has caused all these problems, you know, we started out with this surplus, now we have this deficit, we're in this war.
Who was moderating?
It was Tim Russert and the other guy, whose name escapes me at the moment. And so the question was, why should the American people elect another Republican if the Republicans have gotten us into this situation?
Again.
Yeah, again.
Twice
and,
now.
And the you know, the answer was sort of like, oh, well, you know, we've learned from our mistakes and the Democrats are going to do it worse. Like, their answer to why they should elect the Republicans is because Hillary Clinton is worse than
God,
you know.
And we had a surplus with her husband, you know, and we had a surplus when her husband was in office.
The funniest response of all, though, was Mitt Romney saying that the Republican Party is the party of change.
Ooh?
Really?
What kind of change?
You're telling me that the conservative party is the party of change? Please to define words.
Yeah. Sir?
Doesn't make any sense to me at all. I thought conservative party was the party of not so much change at all.
No change. None. Actually, to revert backwards, to digress, to de-evolve.
It's so funny. If the Republican party is the party of change, what is the Democratic Party, the, you know, party of wacky zaniness?
It just shows I look across the aisle and I see those people, and you know, I'm not even technically a Democrat, and I'm not, you know, super excited. I'm super excited about the Democrats, but I'm not super super excited, you know. I'm not like goose stepping in line with them, but you know, it's just so sad. You look across the aisle and these are people who, I guess because they're so rich, don't have really an understanding, or maybe their viewpoint, they just don't have an understanding about what it means to live in America right now.
Yeah. I got nothing. What is America to them? Yeah.
We should go to music.
We should go to music. Yeah, enough of this political mumbo jumbo.
I'm going to see if we lost 1,000 listeners just then.
That's all right. We still got several thousand more to lose. All right. Coming up next, I have a band called Wiser Time, and they have a CD called There and Back Again, and some rock and roll for you, and they have this really cool, like, cool postcard. It's American rock and roll, it says. Wiser-time, wiser-time.com, also myspace.com/wisertime. So let's go and listen to a few tracks. You're listening to Hear Hear, Kill Radio's all-submission, only-submission show.
Time of battle wasn't building frustration. He said, I got my house and my new car, and my money is tight. Got a dollar in my pocket, and I'm all. Confrontation. Say you can't do this and you can't do that. You know that we don't like your long hair type. No, we don't. Got to keep on keeping on, 'cause I'm alright.
Here, here on KillRadio.org.
KillRadio.
That was a band called Wiser Time, myspace.com/wisertime, also wiser-time.com. Thank you for your submission.
You're listening
to Here, here on KillRadio.org. It's Kill Radio is all submission-only submission show. People send us music. We play it on the internet airwaves, no questions asked, and we like it.
Soft jams, great hits, KillRadio.org.
Yeah, 2008.
No, this is what's going on right now on in local news here in Los Angeles. Stormwatch 2008. It's drizzling outside. Rain's coming down. Drivers don't know what to do.
Dude, it was seriously pouring all night last night.
Yeah,
though.
I was surprised. I got home and I, you know, because the way
I
the building
is still raining this morning.
The way the buildings are on my street, actually, the rain doesn't really hit my windows because just the way the wind works or something, you don't really see it. But when I heard it coming down hard, I kind of looked and go, "Is that a car?" No, it was rain coming down really hard. It was also it reverberates really loudly, just the way
it's supposed to rain again. And again and again and again. There's another storm coming. It's going to rain through Wednesday. And
good.
Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. That's my Al Roker impression.
Chance the showers.
Yes. Chance I might take a shower later. All right. I have a question for you.
Oh, no. Is this related to our conversation last night?
No. This has to do with my this paper I had to write for school. I had to do a Freudian case formulation.
Oh, yeah.
I told you about it, probably.
Yeah.
And you know, I had to take this vignette about this person and then make up a bunch of Freudian bullshit about it. Now, it has to be 5 to 7 pages long.
Uh-huh.
At 3.5 pages, I was stumped. I was like, where am I going to pull more bullshit to talk about how this guy wants to have sex with his mother? So I managed to like just trudge through it and work it out so that it was about 4 and 3/4 pages. I mean, just shy of 5 pages.
Uh-huh.
I submitted the paper. Oh, I should also add that the teacher gave us an example paper of another vignette, so we kind of have a sense of like what a paper should look like. And hers was single spaced, and so I, you know, looked at it and double spaced. Hers was just above 4 pages long, so I'm expected to write more about something I've only had two classes in, two actual sessions of class in. I'm supposed to know more about it than she does because she can't stretch it to 5 pages. I'm supposed to stretch it to 5 to 7. Anyway, so I got my paper back today and lots of good notes about a lot of bullshit that I made up, you know, very convincing bullshit. But I got downgraded for it being a bit short. I got 5 points taken off. Now, I know it doesn't matter. I still got like a good grade or whatever, but
principle-wise,
you know, the principle of it pisses me off because I feel like I should remind her that like, hey, I just now learned this stuff,
right?
And your paper wasn't even 5 pages long,
right?
How do you expect me to have more to say about it than you do?
She wrote the paper?
No, she had an example. I guess she wrote the example that she gave us. Maybe she didn't. Maybe it was a student who wrote it. But her example wasn't
5 pages.
But her example wasn't 5 pages. So I had to have more to say than she did. So I want that. I want those 5 points back. And that's what I'm here to bitch about today.
Great. Is that what today's show is about?
Today's show is about my 5 points.
Where's my 5 points, bitch?
Where are my 5 points? That's right. I deserve those 5 points. And then I got downgraded. Well, part of that 5-point downgrade, too, was that it wasn't in perfect APA style, that I forgot to put a header on one of the pages. And that I write papers, when I write anything with paragraphs, I always put an extra space between each paragraph because it's just easier to read. And I guess I got downgraded for that, for having a space between paragraphs.
Right.
But without that, it wouldn't have looked like 5 pages. Bitches?
God. All right.
So be it.
That's hilarious.
All right, I got that out of my system.
So, it just so reminds me of when, you know, when I was in college having to deal with the same stupid bullshit.
I know, and I feel like such a kid, you know. It's like I'm an A student. I don't want to get 5 points off, you know. But the truth is the class is a pass. You know, I either get credit for the class or I don't. They don't even give grades in this graduate school unless you ask for them. So I don't know. Again, it's just the principle of the thing.
Right.
Because I worked really hard on squeezing out as much bullshit as I could. And it's really hard to write about something you don't believe in as if you believe in it.
Right.
You know? So.
It just reminds me, in high school we had this joke whenever we got our papers back. Like, oh, what grade did you get? And you go like, F+. And then I had a teacher, when I was studying lighting design in college, I had a teacher who, a professor, I should say, who, you get your grade back, and it'd be like, B±.
Right, like, what does that mean?
A-, or C++. And we'd all be like, at first you're like, oh, and then you kind of got into the groove, because she was just more delineating, I guess, into eighths versus quarters.
Right, a C++ would be like a 78 or something,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. It was just kind of funny.
Retarded.
Boy. College was fun. I was a double major and it was grueling.
That is grueling.
Because I was a communications major with a radio, TV, film production emphasis, which meant a lot of lecture classes and a lot of technical classes. And then I also got a degree in scene design in the theater department. That was a lot of like projects, like building models with X-Acto knives and doing, you know, renderings of how it's going to look on the stage and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, the two kind of don't go together. I mean, studying for a final is much easier than having to like produce something. But the two had to go together, and it took me 6 years, and ugh, I crammed it to do 6 years. God.
Wow. I had a major in drama, a minor in psychology, and a mediocre in pot smoking. And let me tell you, it's a lot of time.
You didn't major in pot smoking?
No, minor in it? It was more work than a minor, but not quite as much as a major.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Back when nothing mattered.
Yeah. When I would go to the student union and I'd get a 32-ounce of Maxwell House iced cappuccino out of a machine, and it was so gross, and I'd shove ice in it. It was so disgusting. I would drink those every day.
And then
I would get free yogurt at the ice cream stand because the girl who worked there said I looked like her dead best friend who died in a car wreck.
When she first
saw me, she gave a total double take, and then she, every time I went there, I got free ice cream.
Well, I guess her friend
was obviously fatter than me, so she was trying to make it. It was kind of turning into vertigo. She was buying me outfits and stuff. She wanted me to dress like him.
Could you put on these glasses? Thanks. Yeah. Creepy.
Could you kiss me on my neck just gently? That's how he did it.
Yeah. You're sick, dude. You're totally sick.
And he used two fingers, not one.
Ew. You mean to say hello?
Yes, to give the peace sign.
Okay. To say victory.
Yeah, I hope my mom's not listening.
All right.
I know. On that note, let's go to music.
Yeah, moving on.
Please. Where is it? There it is. Okay, this is a band we've heard before. We haven't played them in a while, I don't believe, but they're called the Warblinkers. That are out of Lapua, Finland, myspace.com/Warblinkers. This is a track called Trace Another Dream. I don't think it's spelled right, but that's all right. Oh, shit. I didn't mean to start it. Yeah, I was going to fix the spelling. Sorry.
God, you're fired.
I'm doing horrible today. So let's go to it now, since it's obviously ready to go.
This is the most technically proficient show at killradio.org.
God, we're having challenges
today. You're here with Mark and John.
Again, this is the Warblinkers, myspace.com/Warblinkers out of Finland. Chase Another Dream. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was the band is As a People. The track was called Barch P. Killface. They're out of San Francisco. MySpace.com/As a People. And then before that, we heard the Warblinkers with Chase Another Dream out of Lampua, Finland. MySpace.com/Warblinkers. That was a cool set.
Yes.
It's like when we get music that isn't like anything we've played before that you normally hear.
That's what I like about doing this show.
I like diversity.
And me. I like me being here.
Do
just
you?
Being me.
Wow.
And being with you, Mark.
I like being here, but not being me. I like coming in with a different persona.
Oh, yeah.
And I have. I'm not right now.
Stacey from La Cañada. No, she's real. I'm just saying. That would be an example of
she's
going to
be
would.
So mad at you that you would... Anyway. Yeah.
She's having my baby. Shut up. Still dead. Oh, my God. So, what's going on at Kill Radio? We might as well...
Yeah, is there a fundraiser coming up?
There's some stuff
going
on.
We don't do
on.
That many fundraisers here. So let's talk about this very
unusual, you know, thing.
Unusual and unique experience called a fundraiser at Kill Radio.
Oh, I was reading it wrong. I thought it was fundraiser. And I'm like, what's a drazer?
Oh.
Okay.
That sounds funny.
Now this makes more sense.
Okay.
No, this is something. There's a show on Tuesday nights called Trainwreck with DJ Joseph, and she's put together a fundraiser. Benefit show for Kill Radio, not unlike the Hear Hear benefit shows that we do once a month at Lost Souls Cafe.
I forgot about those.
This one is at Echo Curio, and you can check out the flyer at the Kill Radio MySpace. It's myspace.com/kill_radio. It's featuring acts Birdie, John Webster Johns, Glasser, and Lemon Sun, and it's this Saturday, January 26th, $10 suggested donation, and it's BYOB. Bring your own bong. So
nice.
Word.
See, that's what's different from the Lost Souls gigs is they don't have bongs there.
Yeah, and you can't bring your own. But they do have beer now.
They do have beer now.
We had fun at the last one. We had some really good musical performances. We had Mather Lauf, Firebug, Brutus Gets the Girl, The Sweetheart. We ran a little late. Lost Souls was nice to stay open for us.
This was on the
20th. But it's worth it. Isn't The Sweetheart just amazing?
Yeah, I need to contact them and see if they want to play again for at Lost Souls again, because they'd be great.
Yeah, Wendy Wang's a really talented
Brutus Gets the Girl is good. They're just a little bit too loud for the space, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, nothing offensive. It's just, the nature of the universe there.
They're such super supporters of KillRadio.org that I had to let them play,
right.
Even knowing that Lost Souls really wasn't the right space for how big they are, you know?
I mean, even last night I was over there at Lost Souls, and Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls were playing, and he kind of put together a whole thing with he performed, he had some friends perform, all that kind of stuff. And they were a little loud for the space, but it was, you know, in the circumstances,
it's good,
fine.
Though. I mean, for a cafe, Lost Souls is big
you
enough
get away
that
with
it's
it.
Not, you don't feel trapped in there when it's a little bit loud, like some cafes, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, so our next one, we're going to start switching them over to, what is it, third
Fridays?
Fridays.
Yeah, third Friday of the month. I'm very excited about
Sundays.
This.
So
yeah.
We can get people to come out a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's easier for bands to promote a Friday than a Sunday.
Yeah, it's going
to
be Friday the 15th. I only know one band that's for sure right now.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
The Red Sea. I'm hoping two other bands I just inquired about will be able to do it. I'm a little behind the ball. Normally, I've been doing stuff ahead of time, but it's been a busy couple months with moving and the holidays and
And you're booking every night at Lost Souls now.
Yeah, that's actually been really easy, though, for the most part.
I just booked a night at Spaceland, February 21st. I can do an Is Good Music Presents at Spaceland. And it was so hard because it's one night, you know, and it's like there are a bunch of bands that would be great to play, but they can't all play together because I have to sort of maintain some sort of continuity of sound. But I can't say, oh, well, what about this day instead? Because I don't know when. I'm sure at some point I'll do another Space Land gig, but I don't know when.
Right.
So I had to like put offers out and then sort of take some of those offers back based on who got back to me and when.
Right.
So
I know I do everything on a first come first serve basis, and,
but
you
can move people around your calendar
for the most part. Yeah. All right, and yeah, I can move them to the next month, which is great. It's like working ahead. So so it's exciting. There, you know, the great thing about this Lost Souls thing is that there's a whole bunch of just interesting, diverse stuff that's happening. There's this one DJ that I met who's really good. He mixes vinyl, psychedelic, and rock and folk music. And he actually gave me a CD of all these records he's been collecting. He made a mixed CD of Christian, like Christian church music, but like kind of 60s, 70s, basically 60s, 70s with like, you know, guitar and music and the most sincere, nicest Christians in the world. If they all were like how these people sound, there'd be nothing wrong with Christianity. I mean,
and it was mixed with other things?
No, it was all mixed, and this whole CD was all about that. It was like,
oh, wow.
You know, lo-fi for Jesus, basically, was what he was calling it. It was so great. I'll have to let you borrow the CD because I just got such a kick out of it. So he's started DJing, and he's just really good. I just like that he's DJing what he's doing. I'm actually going to be DJing there on a Monday night next week. I'm just going to be doing 20s and 30s music because
oh, cool.
I have a whole bunch of that. I'm going to be playing some silent films on the wall. And
dude, you never see that. You never see people shredding the turntables with 20s and 30s
granted,
music.
I'm not using like Serato or anything.
Dude, I want to see you like standing like bouncing on one foot on the mixer and then using your elbow to like scratch.
Yeah, exactly. God.
That 78 awesome.
270 RPMs, you know, big Victrolas dueling it out.
It's gotta dueling Victrolas. I think
that'd
that's
be great
idea.
You could do it. You just have to get two Victrolas, you have to get the records, and you'd have to mic them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker, yeah.
Fresh Yo. And hot, straight out of 1922.
Yeah, tiptoe through the tulips, bitch.
Original gangsters.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had Monk Turner on this, on Is Good.
Speaking
recently,
of tiptoe through the tulips.
And he was so funny, man. He's got this great new album called Calendar, where he did a song for each month of the year. And rather than try and do acoustic performances of those songs, he brought us back to songs that he used to play in his first musical experiences in his youth when he was like 9 and 10. So he sang This Old Man, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain.
He performed those live?
He performed them live with an eggshell thing, you know, a shaker.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And but he started each song with, yeah, 2008. Old MacDonald Had a Farm. So funny. So anyway, everyone should go to myspace.com/monkturner.
Yeah.
His album is available for download for free, and every song on that album is fantastic. Let's get back to some other music that I have here today. This is another local act. She's actually originally from Vancouver, moved to LA to pursue music. Adrienne Pierce is her name, and she... looks like she's been having some good success getting some of her music licensed. She's had some songs played on Grey's Anatomy and Veronica Mars. You can check out myspace.com/Adrienne Pierce. That's AdriennePierce, as well as AdriennePierce.com. She sent us two albums, and so I'm going to play a track from each of them, and you're going to listen, because that's what you're doing right now on HearHearKillRadio.org.
Watch them fall. We thought the Grand Canyon would make our troubles seem small. Drove south to extend the summer. Oh, but it still felt like fall. Fall. You say I'm like the Arizona.
so sad to hear the peace parade woke you up today. So sorry to hear another has turned gray. Play the victim, so I'll let you believe the world is out to get you.
Listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That's Adrienne Pearce off of the album Fault Line. Before that, we were listening to her debut album called Small Fires. About Fault Line, Tangible Sound says, "Now with the release of her sophomore album Fault Line, Pearce has proved that she not only has talent, but that she is a force to be reckoned with. Fault Line is a well-written, beautifully played album that is intriguing from the first listen. With her soft voice and absorbing lyrics, Pearce grabs the listener and takes them on a pleasant journey from the first song all the way to the last track. After this release, it is obvious that Adrienne is destined for great things." Damn. Well, can't argue with that. AdrienPearce.com, MySpace.com/AdrienPearce. Thank you so much for submitting to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Don't do that.
Well, that's
not
cool.
You don't
like it? You don't like it?
It's okay when you do it to other people, but it hurts my feelings.
Your feeling?
It hurts my one feeling.
It's like in Holding by a Thread. You're just... Talk about Android, fucking Republican in the making.
I'm on the verge.
Meow.
At any given point, I could complete your...
Then it'd be like...
Don't make me talk in my backward voice played backwards. No, but it's even more fun to then play that backwards. Mark, how are you today?
No, you just did. You just did. You just did that last scene in Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
you know
totally.
How I did that. Would you like some coffee?
You're good at it.
It was an ongoing joke at in college. We were all coffee fiends. Actually, we all became fiends before. Irish coffee, because we want to be... I'm drunk. I won't shut up. I won't pass out. I'm drunk. I'm wired. You know, that kind of thing. And then every time we're all coffee fiends, we're like, would you like some coffee? Which is so funny.
That's retarded.
I actually rented Inland Empire. Did you ever see David Lynch's Inland Empire? It's 3 days long.
I'm not a David Lynch fan. I know that's not cool.
You haven't seen, but have you seen Mulholland Drive?
I have.
You don't like it?
Oh, I'm just not a David Lynch fan. I just don't like his way of making movies.
This one will really
movies.
Make bury it.
You know what I saw for the first time recently? Actually, was Dune. I had never seen that.
Dune's actually pretty good.
That movie is goofy as hell.
There's some goofy parts of it, but overall, there's some parts that are really cool.
The best thing about that movie is Brad Dourif's eyebrows.
Oh man, are those even eye bushes? God.
The worms are the spice. Okay, whatever, if you say so.
Who cares?
They're the same worms from Tremors.
But bigger. Came out later. God, that dumb movie is so
awesome.
But
they're the same animals, though.
That's a movie like...
Tremors is awesome.
That's a movie like when I had cable, I would catch it on, and I was done. I had to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
It just stopped me in my tracks.
Best line of that movie is they're able to stop one of the worms. They like trick the worm into running to a wall or whatever. And Kevin Bacon's like, fuck you.
I saw that with my mom. I wanted her to see it and she loved it. It's just so good. It's especially every time I'd seen it, I'd never seen the actual beginning, which is really kind of scary. Like mm-hmm. when the family and in the station wagon gets pulled in the ground and all that kind of stuff. I never saw that part. My mom was freaking out. And then the other part where they're kind of running across and stuff, it's really well done. I mean, it's like B-movie at its best, you know? It's so good.
Yeah. Tremors.
That'll be our recommendation for today for tonight's viewing.
I've been watching a lot of B-movies lately because we have Blockbuster Online. And so, you know, you go through the new releases and then you just start sort of swimming around going, oh, this one has... so-and-so in it. I'll give it a shot, you know?
Right.
But so many of them are so disappointing. And that's just the way it is.
What did I last see? I just saw Jesus Camp, which...
You were telling me about that yesterday.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be... I thought it was going to be so angry afterwards, and I was actually so sad.
You're on like a Jesus kick right now.
No.
You
How
so
am
are.
I? How am I on
You were just
kick?
Telling me about the awesome Jesus DJ.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jesus Camp.
But that doesn't make me pro-Jesus, the Jesus
Camp.
No,
I'm just saying you're on a kick, you know, like,
yeah.
You know.
Exploring that weird side of Christianity. And then before that, I saw From Here to Eternity, which I'd never seen before. Have you seen it?
No, I don't think I have.
Kind of overrated, but the I didn't even know it took place. It was leading up to World War II, you know, or to Pearl Harbor, the Pearl Harbor attack. And those scenes where they show the Pearl Harbor attack, which... especially a couple of planes flying over, but it's all done for real because there's no CGI in those days. Mm. And then they mixed in stock footage from, well, not really stock footage, but footage from the Pearl Harbor attack. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty well done. It was pretty scary, you know? But Frank Sinatra is actually likable in a drunken goofball that he is.
We watched Rise Bloodhunter the other day because it had Michael Chiklis in it.
Oh, I was thinking Rise the documentary.
No, this is about Lucy Liu is a oft-naked... cross-eyed vampire who
really takes, cross-eyed.
Well, I think she's kind of cross-eyed. That's just my take on her. Shannon doesn't agree with me, but anyway,
I don't either.
She takes revenge on the people who made her a vampire, and that's what the movie is about.
Wow,
there's a lot of people in the movie. A lot of these B movies, it's really shocking how many like more or less well-known actors are in them.
Uh-huh.
And when they're shooting the movie, they probably had different expectations and probably had a different title.
Right.
Probably had a different distribution deal. But then the end product came out. They were like,
oh,
gee, I wonder if we can get Blockbuster to stock this. So that's where that is.
Wow.
Did I tell you I saw Into the Wild?
Maybe.
Did we maybe talk about it last week?
I could have been.
I don't know. That's the last movie I saw recently that I thought was really good. It was really good. So if you haven't seen it, go see it.
What is it?
Into the Wild. It's about this this true story about this guy who, after college, he got rid of all his money and just walked, like traveled around the country and then went to Alaska and like lived by himself for like 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a pretty amazing story.
Gosh.
And the fact that it's true is really disturbing. And jeez. Holy shit, did you hear about Heath Ledger? I know this isn't like Perez Hilton or anything, but
I actually was
I was pretty shocked when I saw the
yeah
news.
I was actually I was watching the news like pretty much when they announced it, you know, so it was like God, like it just happened basically, you know. It was weird, the immediacy of it.
It's
just
like out
happened.
Of nowhere, like,
yeah,
you know, because like a lot of times, I know this sounds really cynical, but a lot of times famous people die and I'm like, yeah, all right, okay. You know, that's
right.
Sad, but, you know, someone, if the news was that Tom Sizemore died, I wouldn't be like, how could it be? What?
Right.
He just made a movie, you know? this like came as a complete surprise. You know, some of these people, you know, who knows? Who knows what happened? But he must have been very unhappy. If I don't know.
What?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess the assumption is that he took a bunch of sleeping pills or something. But maybe it was just some sort of medical
mistake.
Like,
I mean, you don't know, but it doesn't sound like it's suicide.
I hate it. I hate it how we're sort of like encouraged by TV to think we know stuff about people when really we have no fucking clue. Everybody's got the theories about like Britney Spears and everything. Nobody knows what it's like to be Britney Spears.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Leave Britney alone.
And then I don't know if you heard about what it's been in the news more in the gay press, but about and a lot of other press about what John Gibson was saying from Fox News about Heath Ledger. I mean, just the cruelest, evilest shit.
What did he say?
Just making fun of him about because he was in Brokeback Mountain, so doing all this kind of homophobic shit. I mean, on camera they were laughing about it.
Jesus.
It was just disgusting.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, and they had like I did see some news commentators who were like coming up with all these theories about how emotionally distraught Heath Ledger was because he was playing the Joker in Batman and it was a demanding role, and how a lot of times what happens with actors is they get too deep into their part and blah,
how
blah,
would
blah.
They know?
And all these people making these sort of like evaluations and diagnoses for a patient that isn't theirs.
Right.
Who they've never met.
Right.
And have spent zero time with, and they're basing it on what they've seen
well,
on
that was
E.
What was crazy, because this was on MSNBC, I believe. It wasn't Fox. And they announced kind of real quickly how just a little tidbit of how he was found. He was found, you know, face down the floor, naked, and with all these pills around him. His housekeeper said that.
Right.
And, you know, you shouldn't really, especially when someone just died, couldn't you hold back? Because, I mean, the family's out there. We don't know the whole story. It's just the implication is so negative. It just shows this whole tabloidization of news and journalism. And it's disgusting. It's just with no values.
But you know what? It's also our fault. I mean, I don't mean like your fault or my fault, but it's our fault as a society. Shannon was complaining that the paparazzi were out there in front of, you know, that she read that the paparazzi were there in front of Heath Ledger's building when the body was coming out.
Right.
And that was really like awful and everything. And I'm like, really? Well, where'd you read this? Where'd you see this? And she's like, I'm Perez Hilton. And where does Perez Hilton get his information from? Well, from
right.
the paparazzi. Well,
right.
Well, why does he post that information then if the paparazzi is evil? Well, because people are reading it. Well, and he can sell advertising space on
right,
well,
right.
But who's reading it?
Right. I mean,
she is.
I mean, not to make
my wife is the problem here.
Well, and not to make myself so holy, sound holier than thou, but that's part of the reason I got rid of cable. And that's the reason I look to mostly, you know, actual news. I don't go to and I don't read those, you know, People magazine stuff and Us magazine, all that crap. I mean, that stuff to me is
she
like
gets Us Weekly. It drives,
yeah,
it drives me nuts.
Stuff is like pornography in the worst way.
Yeah, in a bad way.
In a bad way.
In an unwholesome way.
Yeah, it's just so ugh. I guess it. I don't know. I don't know what to imply about that, especially now that your wife's involved. I could imply something negative
about
her.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is that we go around in a lot of things in society assuming that we're innocent because we don't
right.
commit crimes, but really we factor into a lot of bad things that happen.
Right.
You know, it's
of
like
course.
Like okay, maybe this is stretching it a bit too far too quickly, but like death penalty, for example. A lot of people argue, well, why should I have to pay taxes to pay for someone to be in prison? Why don't we just kill them? That's an argument you hear against for the death penalty a lot, right? Well, because it's kind of your fault that we live in a society where people commit murder, right? Because you don't devote all your extra time to counseling at-risk teens,
right,
do you?
Right.
Right. Your sort of complacency about the world is what results in a lot of these crimes happening.
Right.
So you should be paying for a society that response to that problem.
Right, right.
And so it's the same sort of thing with the tabloids. Like people complain about, oh, these, you know, ambulance chasing paparazzi and how evil they are, and yet at the same time they're the ones clicking on these websites where these pictures are showing up,
right,
that are making these websites viable in the first place
because right.
they want the information.
Right.
So we're a part of the problem even if we're not aware of it.
Well, I'm not, but yeah.
I mean, not you.
No, I'm especially not.
No, you especially. Well, you are white.
Oh, that's right.
You may be a minority in many respects.
And I'm almost, you know, basically a blue-eyed white devil, so.
You are.
Yeah.
And male, which is a problem.
And male.
I've always had with you.
Yeah.
So. Boy, I'm really starting to hate myself.
I'm starting to hate this show.
This show sucks. Why don't we play some more music?
Please. This is a band called The Fugitive, track called Friday the 13th. They are out of Liverpool. MySpace.com/FugitiveRock. Let's go to it now. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Whatever. You're here.
That was Bleed out of Warrenton, Virginia. Track was called Walking in Fear. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/bleednow. Before that, again, was Fugitive with a track called Friday 13th out of Liverpool, UK, myspace.com/fugitiverock. That was a nice hard set for all the hard people out there.
Yeah.
Us softies in here, we were crying. I was.
I'm scared, John. Where's my teddy bear and my grand cracker? You know, it's funny. I got an email just the other day.
I'm
I wonder
still
if it's still
whining.
My phone.
Shut up.
It was, you know, I get spam like constantly, and this one, this was a good one. This was a really funny one. I just like the way it was worded. Let me see if I can find it on my phone.
Yeah, please. This is what
this
we call riveting radio.
This is what it's all about right
That's
here.
What we should change the station to. Rivetingradio.com.
Here it is. So this is from Delory at swbell.net.
Uh-huh.
And the subject is Be All That You Can Be.
Aw.
And the message is, when it absolutely, positively has to be rock hard. That's the whole message. And then there's a link to some, you know, website.
Wow. I wonder if I can find Viagra for sale in my neighborhood. Because the other day I went outside and this guy just happened to be walking by and he goes, Vicodin.
Oh, wow.
And then today I walked by someone and he said, it sounded like he said carbon. Does carbon mean anything?
I don't think so. You should have said dioxide and see how he responds.
Yeah. There's all these drug dealers. Because I make the joke, 5th Street right there, it's a main migration trail for the homeless or just above homeless people going from Skid Row to, like, the subway.
Like so a migration of
Yeah,
sorts.
It's like a, you know, I feel like Jane Goodall just watching the migration go by, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember in New York, the drug dealers in the parks, you know, and they would just kind of, like, walk up and down, like, walk around and kind of sing-songy, but they'd be like, hashish mushrooms, hashish. These are all Rasta guys.
Nice.
You know? And so you couldn't really tell what they were saying unless you knew what to listen for.
Right. That's hilarious.
But, you know, as drugs change, you know, drug dealers have to change how they do it because you can't just walk around and be like, horse tranquilizers, large cat sedatives, albatross.
I mean, maybe you should, but really be selling, you know, cupcakes and such.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be the way to do it.
That would be the way to do it.
Hide them in cupcakes. Do a bake sale.
So I want to play this guy named Lee Monster, who sent us this very nice handwritten letter in which he confesses that he completely loathes mainstream radio and the music industry. And it's good to see people out there trying to support real music, expression, and change.
We're not trying to support. We are supporting it.
Rather than chart toppers and cardboard cutouts.
Well,
that was well put.
I'm kind of a cutout.
You are. You're a cardboard cutout.
Not cardboard, but cutout.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's discuss that while we
listen.
More
like a sponge. Sponge cutout.
All right. I'm going to start ignoring you now.
Foam core.
He also sent us these really cool drawings.
Yeah, we're going to have to put those up in the studio.
We'll put them up in the studio. So he's got this new release.
Or no, we should give them to the daycare, the Kill Radio daycare, and have them color them first, and then we'll put them up.
Kill Radio. Someone ought to feed those kids, actually.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's my turn.
He's got an album called No World Order, and it's actually available for free to download, I guess, from his website, which is leemonster.netfirms.com. And I found his MySpace, too. It was myspace.com/leemonsterears. And so I'm going to play a track from each of these CDs that he sent, and you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And here you go. This is Lee Monster.
From New York and Pennsylvania, with New Jersey police, highway star sitting in the right at the rest of place. Mix CD playing, false star passing me by. The cops don't which turns the road to dry. This place looks dreary, everyone's so wary and confused. This roughneck suspect scratches a ticket, his daughter looks abused. Travelers meet, the highway seems to be the street. Animals crawl
older, the center to die from the vehicles now face. Pissing behind the woodshed, something smells very rotty. Just another bump and a human down, no one else's body. Circles of common sense take the square of explanation. Enough knowledge is essential for any given situation. Past the standards of demand is standard and regulations. Remains more half-witted towns and even more police stations. Rusty thick beer passes through them like the purest water. Like the gas through their trucks or the lip sign to their daughters. Paranoia is the sideshow run down empty car with alarms. Rose tattoo and heart bracelets attached to their arms. A struggle life with no hopes and no hope of getting out. A sunken show boat set to sail with the water and the drought. Empty rivers, detached bridges, seeds that will never grow. Ditches dug by chain gangs, the public will never know. Hollies screeching with a woman I'm at, that is guaranteed. If she were to drive, it'd be looked down upon, you see. The radio tower transmits nothing, the airwaves don't come by. Who would stop at this dead-end place where the cemetery doesn't wanna lie?
That was a very appropriate ending, considering the weather that we're dealing with.
That was nice.
You know what we've never gotten on this show is, what do you call it? Environmental music, climate music. You know, those, like, where it's just, like, ancient Indian flautists and
flautists
and like and rainforest sounds and you know like you used to play in your old show.
right.
That was Lee Monster. Some homemade recordings from his album No World Order. Again, Lee Monster. You can download all of his music for free. Just drop by his website, which is leemonster.netfirms.com. And he comes to us, sends us music all the way from Newfield, New York. So thank you for submitting to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yeah, that was nice. We don't have those pretty bird soundings, but it does sound the same with the rain and stuff.
Rain.
See, when it rains in you know Southern California, we all
talk about it. It's a big deal, yeah.
We talk about it.
But it's also been raining for like several days.
Oh, God, several days.
Yeah. Well, it might not rain again until 2009.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
So there. Do you have any more music?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
I would love to hear what music you have, Mark.
Wow. Well, let me sing you this little ditty. Let's go to Human Missile. We got two tracks from Human Missile. They're out of Kentucky. MySpace.com/self-proclaimed. Is that right? I thought it was self-proclaims nads. Whatever. That's what it says. All right. That's what we're going to do. MySpace.com/self-proclaims nads. This is Human Missile. We got this track here, Friends in Darkness. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. We're back, I believe. That was, again, Human Missile with the track Apollo. Right before that was the track Friends in Darkness, Human Missile is out of Kentucky. MySpace.com/selfproclaimednads. And we're back.
Yeah. Let's go right back to music.
Okay.
Because we're running late.
Yeah, we are.
Play this
so
band
weird.
From San Francisco called The Passionistas. They have an album called God's Boat. And the Owl Mag says, surprisingly mature music behind the guise of slapstick funny lyrics.
Huh.
It's sweet. MySpace.com/ The Passionistas. Sounds like this. Here, killradio.org.
Why do we have to die? Because someone missed a zero.
Now's the time to be alive.
I'm not going to prove that 1 plus 2 is 0.
Fuzzy math does not apply.
Because we're living it up and
feeling high.
Why 2K? Living it up today.
Why 2K? Living it up today.
Just look around.
Why? Terrorists are here to stay.
China's gonna crush us.
Blah, 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 blah.
But things are so much better today. Stick out your hands and stick out your money.
Charge the cards and start to pay.
We're in a rock band and we're here to stay.
We just love the USA.
Why 2K? Living it up today.
Why 2K? Living it up today.
Why? So why don't people get it on it? Stop complaining.
Why 2K?
Living it up today.
Why 2K? Living it up today.
Man is wolf to man.
Man.
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 Here, killradio.org. That was a band called The Passionistas out of San Francisco. They got an album called God's Boat. And that's all I got to say about that. Awesome.
Awesome.
Radical. Dude.
Burning.
Burning Hot.
Burning Hot.
H-A-W-T, Hot.
Yes. Speaking of which, let's go to music.
Thank God.
This is a band called Epicademic. They're based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/Epicademic. E-P-I-C-I-D-E-M-I-K. That's E-P-I-C-I-D-E-M-I-K.
K.
Yeah. This is a track called Anti-Love. You're listening here on KillRadio.org.
I love.